T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Based in New York City, our next guest is an investigative journalist and UFO researcher who has been featured on ABC News, Fox News, The Science Channel, and is a regular on the Travel Channel's Mysteries at the Museum, as well as being the host of his own podcast that you can find at somewhereintheskies.com. And today he's here to talk about the UFO footage recently released by the Pentagon. Please welcome Ryan Sprague.
Hey, Ryan, how are you, man?
Good. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Listen, I got to tell you, that footage is so exciting and so much fun. And hearing the voice of two, you know, reputable, great pilots for the Navy, and you can hear the glee in their voice when they're like, I got it, because you got a good shot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exciting, man. I mean, when we hear our own pilots, as mystified as they are, as these unknown objects in the sky, there's something to be said about that. It's no longer, you know, little flying saucers with little green men. Like, our people that we trust to protect our nation are experiencing things and encountering things in our skies that they don't know what it is. So that's a little unsettling, but for us UFO researchers, it's pure gold to show people, like, something's going on. We have to take a look at this.
Well, and we don't know of any technology that can do what we saw them do.
Absolutely. I mean, we look at something like probably one of the videos you played, the Nimitz Tic Tac UFO encounter.
Yeah.
I mean, our Top Gun pilots, they're seeing this UFO at 80,000 feet in altitude drop to the surface of the ocean within seconds and then dip back up to 80,000 feet within seconds. So, I mean, our pilots are telling us that would liquefy a human being and it would create sonic booms. And these things aren't happening. So what is this technology that we're seeing displayed here? It's mind-boggling. And the fact that our own government was investigating these types of cases for almost 8 years without the public even knowing, it's a little crazy.
Well, and we've had different presidencies that would start up UFOs, research projects, and others would close them down. But this has been going on for a very, very long time. And now for the Pentagon to release this video. Now, why? Tell me this. What is your belief? Why would they release this? What is their purpose for doing it?
That is a very good question. I mean, everyone always dreams of the day when the government's going to say aliens exist. You know, we've known it for so long, and we're telling you now. And honestly, I don't ever see that day happening. There's too much implication to it. Unless their hand is forced by these UFOs, you know, this old cliche of a UFO landing on the White House lawn is what it would take for this to occur. I honestly think they did, in a way, have their hand forced. I mean, these Navy videos that we're looking at from the past 10 years or so, these were leaked to the public and then disseminated through the New York Times article that came out, you know, a few years ago. So they were completely caught off guard when these videos were out there. And just recently, within the last month, the Department of Defense finally officially released them, trying to take control of the situation of these videos that we've been seeing for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, no, so, I remember when it came out.
I do think, yeah.
It's, hold on, by the way. Let me explain. Somewhereintheskies.com, somewhereintheskies.com. It's Ryan Sprague. You guys, if you're looking for something to do, there's some really great audio on here, some great video, some great explanations. Whether or not you believe, it's because I'm one of those guys, like, I want to believe. And I do. You have to believe that we're not the only thing in the in this vast universe and galaxies and everything that we know how far it expands. And it's just, it's impossible to be the only one. Now, that being said, we've never, everything always seems a little sketchy. It's never very clear. It's never very, there's always a way to debunk it until you see this video and you go, look, if this is legitimately from a fighter pilot from the U.S. Navy, and this is the audio that goes along with it, and there's nothing in there that's not exactly as it was taken, there's no arguing that that's not from this planet.
Very, very good point. I mean, will we ever know what truly happened in these videos? Possibly. But until then, you're right. The big question is, has alien life visited our planet? There's no doubt in anyone's mind at this point that aliens exist somewhere.
Right.
It's mathematically impossible for it not to. Yeah. But have they actually come to our planet and interacted with humans? That's a whole can of worms. And I think, you know, we're actually getting closer to finding those answers. So I'm excited to see where this all heads. Yeah, it's exciting.
I'll tell you, if aliens are landing here right now, I'm like, man, I wish somebody would give us a heads up so we could straighten up a little bit. Because right now they'd be like, oh, you ought to see this crazy dog patch trailer park nightmare that's happening.
Yeah, they might pass us right by at this point. Right? Well, you know what? That's a life lesson right there. Let's be a good role model for whoever's out there keeping an eye on.
Somewhere in the Skies with Ryan Sprague. I'm going to check a bunch of this stuff out. I'm going to get on the website today and go deep on it. I know they've got you going interview to interview, but man, come back by the show because I'll have a bunch of questions for you because this footage is pretty cool.
My pleasure, guys. Hey, keep looking up and anytime. Thank you so much.
Greg, put that the video up on the Facebooks, will you?
I will. Do it right now.
Thank you. They're just up there, like, looking in. They're like, apparently there's some illness going around. And then these people are screaming about a god and breathing. They're like, we have to go away at a very fast rate of speed now. Beep, beep,
beep. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah. The best is that, like, all old science fiction movies are aliens come here and are like, they just want to study us for our intelligence, whatever. Now they show up and are like, hard pass.
They're like, hey, did you see that one guy? I don't know if he's something's wrong with him, but he said that they would eat a baby after they had sex with it. By the way, just the logic of that. I'm like, you're a pedophile cannibal? Like,
you really doubled down.
Well.
But no. Huh?
Normally those, you know.
Don't say pedophile cannibal again because Rob Zombie will make a movie about it. Stop right there.
Yeah, it's just called 2020.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.